The following is a KVON Sports presentation.
It's high school basketball. Big game night for the girls from Napa, California. The Messner Gymnasium on the campus of Napa High. The Napa High Indian girls basketball team hosting Vintage High in a basketball broadcast doubleheader on KVON. Good evening, everyone, and welcome in. I'm Ira C. Smith, and first of all, we'll be broadcasting JV basketball and then varsity action, all sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. So this should be a dandy basketball game. We mentioned our sports boosters. Let me also mention Dino Alessio, who is our statistician for the game.
Great to be here, Ira, and I will try to be suitably colorful as well. Usually we like to have Travis Rogers assist us on these big game broadcasts, but unfortunately his schedule did not permit it, so we're without a color man. I will try to be suitably colorful in his place.
Well, speaking of Travis, he will join us next Tuesday night when we're back here at Messner Gym for the boys basketball game against Wilsey Wood, and that'll be a big game, but Travis Rogers will join us for that.
Oh, that's outstanding. It's always fun to see Travis, and I'm kind of interested in finding out if he's made his summer travel plans yet. He always tries to go to major league ballparks to which he hasn't been, and frankly, at this point, I don't know if there are any to which current ones that he hasn't been to. But
I think the last time I talked to him, there were about three that he hadn't visited, some of the newer ones.
Well, I imagine they'll be on his itinerary for this summer then.
And Charles Kennedy is our engineer back at the studio. We'd like to also mention that if you have a chance and want to hear some of the previous broadcasts, you can go to our website, kvon.com, follow the prompts under audio, and check out not only the basketball season games, but also the football season games. So here we are, what should be a dandy basketball game for these girls on the JV level. Napa High is 21-4. Vintage is 20-5. Boy, you just don't get any closer than that this time of the season. In league play, Napa High is 8-0. Vintage is 6-2. So that is pretty close, too. And when these two teams played earlier, it was Napa winning 32-23, and that was over at Vintage.
Well, Vintage will certainly hope that they can return the favor and be a rude guest and pull out a win tonight. Obviously, it's important for both teams for their overall records. The JV girls don't have a playoff system, so it's all about the regular season. They each just have one remaining game after tonight, so for Vintage, any hope of catching Napa in the league standings would require a victory tonight and then a victory next week and another Napa loss. But I think, and for Napa, of course, they probably would pretty much wrap up the league championship in the JVs with a win tonight. But, I mean, big game is always big game. It's great that both teams have great records, but if they were both 0-25, it would still be a big game.
Absolutely. The coaches are Eric Thompson for the Napa High Indians. He was the freshman girls coach last year, coaching the JV girls this year. And David Ilsley, former basketball, football, baseball player at Vintage High. He was quite the athlete, and he is coaching the Vintage girl JV team. And in the freshman this year, it was Joel Garcia, the coach for Napa High. And Todd Cooper coached the Vintage freshman this year. We'll be back and hear the coaches' comments as they relate to tonight's game as we continue on our countdown to tip-off. All right, welcome back into the Messner Gymnasium. Let's find out a little more about tonight's matchup in the little big game, the girls' JV action, as Eric Thompson is coaching the Napa JVs.
And how it's gone along for the JV girls.
Well, these girls have been amazing. They work hard every day, show up, and extremely competitive. And you couldn't ask for a better group of kids.
Some of them are going to be needed on the varsity next year. What do you think as far as their opportunities there?
Oh, well, that's going to be tough. I mean, as you guys know, we have I think we're somewhere around 14, 15 sophomores in the program this year. So next year it's going to be extremely difficult for them. But, you know, a lot of them are going to play spring ball. A lot of them will go out in the summer and work in our summer conditioning program. And I have no doubt that several of them will certainly earn a spot.
How has it been for you coaching these girls?
Oh, wonderful. They certainly challenge me every day to come up with some way to explain, you know, topics that, you know, maybe one or two don't get or part of the team is super solid on it. We got one or two that struggle with it. And so the great thing is, you know, we got some of the girls that stepped up, been great leaders this year, and teaching the ones that are younger or struggling a little bit. So it's been a great group.
Do you find it interesting that you're a policeman on campus over at Vintage and yet you're working with Napa High?
Well, fortunately for me, I was at Napa High before I took the spot over at Vintage. So Darcy's been great to me, runs a wonderful program over here. So, I mean, there's nowhere else I'd rather coach.
What type of record do you have going into this game?
You know, it kind of depends on how you count because we did have Army a forfeit earlier in the year. So not counting that, we would be 20-4 right now.
And, of course, we do count that as far as the forfeit goes into the W column, and so they are 21-4. Vintage, likewise, did receive a forfeit in their earlier matchup against Armio, and they are 20-5 now. You know, he was talking, Dino, about the sophomore class this year, and while there are 11 on the JV team in sophomores, on the varsity there are 7 juniors that will be back and 4 more sophomores. So they've got 15 sophomores in the program and those 7 juniors. And they even have on the varsity, well, I guess it's, no, the JVs, they have 1 freshman. But they only lose 1 player, only 1 senior.
Yeah, that's going to make things interesting as far as the competition should be fierce to see which sophomores move up to the varsity next year, because I don't know that you want to suit up too many players at the varsity level and then have some who don't get to play a lot. So that's going to be very interesting to see how they're able to work that out so that the deserving girls move up to the varsity but then get some substantial minutes in.
Well, let's find out more about Vintage for tonight. The Vintage JVs are coached by David Ilsley.
David, how's this season gone for the girls and for you as their coach?
It's been just a really fun year. We've had quite a bit of success, great group of girls to work with, and I couldn't be happier with it. Hopefully we can finish it off with a couple more wins. But regardless, it's been a lot of fun this year, and the girls have improved a lot, and it's just a good group of kids.
Have you had to contend with many injuries or illness?
A lot of illness the last 2 or 3 weeks. We've missed quite a few of our stronger players at different times over the last few weeks, and so that's been tough. Injury hasn't been bad, but yeah, a lot of people sick.
How tough is it to get the girls excited and up for a game against the crosstown rival Napa?
It's not difficult at all. They're more excited than I am, and I'm pretty excited. So it's not a challenge. They know what's at stake and who they're playing against, their friends and all their families and everybody here. So yeah, it's just a really fun, great atmosphere.
No playoff for the JVs, but you have 1 more game after tonight.
Yes, we have Armio on Tuesday. Assuming that they have enough players for a JV team, we'll play Armio on Tuesday.
They forfeited some this year.
Yes, they forfeited our first round game, I believe against Napa also, and possibly, I think I was talking to the Rodriguez coach, they might have missed that one too, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. You think that any of the girls in the JV roster might be called up for playoff if the Vintage gets into the section playoffs?
You know, I haven't had any discussion with Joe about that. He's got a big roster as it is, and I wouldn't know, wouldn't venture a guess.
Done a great job. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Ira.
And those the comments from the JV basketball coach at Vintage High, David Ilsley. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's little big game, the JVs from Napa hosting Vintage in Crosstown Rivalry. Well, welcome back into Messner Gymnasium. The site of big game for the girls tonight. I'm Ira C. Smith along with Dino Alessio. Girls are finishing their warm-ups. The officials are here. And in just a few moments, we're going to have the tip-off to get this ball game underway. Here are the probable starters for the Vintage Crushers. Tony Dotson, a sophomore. Perla Bautista, a sophomore. Victoria Solario, a freshman. Ellie Savage, a freshman. And Brianna Banks, a sophomore. Three sophomores and two freshmen starting for the Vintage JVs. Napa High starting a freshman, Maisie Armstrong Brown, along with Callie Olmstead, Lainey LeBand, Hannah Newman, and Devin Wickercham, those last four being sophomores. So that's the way that they're going to come out onto the court to get this game underway.
You know, it's always interesting to hear familiar names. We have followed the athletic exploits of Olmstead family members before. It's funny how I hear these names and I think, wow, cool, another kid coming along in the same group that we've reported on over these 11 years or 12 years for me helping you out, and what, about 600 years for you doing the doing these broadcasts.
Well, it only seems that way.
42.
There you go. You got it right on. Well, the starters will be introduced to the crowd in attendance, and rather light crowd when you think of big game time.
Yeah, I'm sure people will be pouring in for the varsity game. It's a Friday night, and people are probably, you know, getting off work right now, maybe grabbing a bite before they come out here. But I expect this gym to be packed or nearly packed for the varsity game. And I expect a much bigger crowd, too, as the JV game
JV game, when you look at those records.
Yeah.
Napa, 21 wins and 4 losses. And Vintage with 20 wins and 5 losses. You know, very even in the overall
both total. Excellent squads. So
Vintage has 9 sophomores and 5 freshmen on their JV team. Todd Cooper, the coach of the freshman squad. And Napa has 11 sophomores and 1 freshman on the varsity, and that freshman is starting. Vintage has 2 freshmen starting on their JV team.
Amazing.
Last night in the boys' basketball game, the Napa boys had a freshman start on the varsity as Bowers was the freshman that got the start in the boys' basketball game. Brock Bowers.
The Indians had relatively few seniors. Both teams tried to start all their seniors, but Napa didn't have 5 seniors to start.
Well, the principal of Napa High School is on the microphone now. Let's see if we can pick her up.
Vintage is coached by Dave Ilsley and assisted by Todd Cooper.
Well, little distance as far, I'm not sure we can get too good of a pickup. But what Annie is doing is giving the starting lineups, and we had already given that information your way. But this is the little big game. Vintage will be the visitors. They'll be in their burgundy outfits with the gold numerals and the gold trim. Napa High tonight is the home school, and their colors are white uniforms, navy blue numerals, and navy blue trim.
And those numerals are very easy to read, which is helpful to the announcers.
You talk about names that are familiar. We just had Ellie Savage introduced. Her dad not only was a big player around the Napa scene over Justin Sienna Dennis, but also does refereeing, and we've seen him on numerous occasions as a referee, but there were a lot of Savages that were playing.
Well, and so that means since your dad is a ref, she should be well acquainted with the rules.
Okay, now looking at the previous meeting, it was kind of a surprise because it was over at Vintage, and Vintage just had to struggle to get started in that game. And it was just pretty much Napa most of the way. Napa finally winning it by 9 points, 32-23. But both teams were fairly uptight as they got started there. But it's big game time, and it's a little big game, and that has a lot of importance as it relates to their friendships with the other team.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I always enjoy broadcasting the JV games because a lot of these girls are going to go on to star at the varsity level, but this will be their first time, possibly, probably, to have their game broadcast. And then, you know, as they go on and star at the varsity level and maybe even move on to the level after that, it's nice to think that we're broadcasting their first, you know, their first time to actually be broadcast on the air.
And we'll be set for that in just a moment. The officials over at the official scorers table taking off their warm-up jackets, too. Napa High is first to come onto the court. And sorry if I have a little raspy voice here. This will be our sixth game to broadcast this week. And we have another one to follow.
Well, you've got to stay strong, Ira, because I am horrible at play-by-play. So you've got to hang in there.
All right. Well, we have one freshman out there for Napa. She's walking over this way, Maisie Armstrong Brown. And two freshmen out there for Vintage. That they have three others on their roster. As we're set, Napa going to our right. That'll be to the. Well, we're just underway here in the Napa Vintage JV game. There is a shot up by Napa. No good by Wickersham. Rebound taken by Vintage. No score. Just underway here at the Messner Gym along with Dino Alessio. This is Ira C. Smith. And it'll be the freshman, Maisie Armstrong Brown, to trigger the inbound. They're in the Napa forecourt now as they get the inbounds pass. Comes from Armstead over to the right side there to Wickersham. Wickersham tried to get the ball underneath the basket to Hannah Newman, but it's off her fingertip, out of bounds to Vintage.
So far no scoring, but two turnovers against each squad.
As we're underway here in the first quarter, and Napa using a full-court zone press, a 1-2-2 type full press, and there is a foul in the backcourt. And that, of course, can happen when you do full-court pressure, and that is Devin Wickersham called for the first foul in tonight's game as the Crushers put the ball into play to Batista. A bounce pass sails out of bounds. So she tried to get the ball over to Ellie Savage, but her bounce pass a little errant. Vintage is going to meet the Napa offense at midcourt as the Wickersham brings it to right side, gets a bounce pass over to Armstead. Armstead holds the ball high over her head, tries to get it out on a high post there to LeBand. Now over to Wickersham, drives in, goes up, shoots, ew, just missed. Rebound put up, and it is good. The follow-up by Lainey LeBand gets Napa on the board first. We've played just about 2 minutes here in the first quarter. Here's fast break for Napa. They got the ball away from Vintage quickly into the forecourt. Maisie Armstrong Brown waving fiercely, indicating she was open and driving for the basket. Putting up a shot is Wickersham. She was fouled on the play. That foul is going to be on Ellie Savage, her first. So we're not into a bonus situation, of course, yet. So inbounds pass comes to Wickersham. Over to the top of the key, a shot up no good by Armstead. Rebounded by Vintage. Bringing it out of traffic is Solario. Into the front yard. Ball is stolen away by Armstrong Brown. Drives in, goes up, and scores! Maisie Armstrong Brown, the freshman, gets the second basket for Napa. Vintage on the attack. Had a little opening there, but Batista elected not to go for it. And there was a shot tried, however, and it was off target. Rebounded by Napa, leading it 4-0. Into the forecourt. With the ball is Armstrong Brown. To Wickersham. Wickersham well out in the quarter. She's going to be double-teamed there, and she is. But she gets rid of the pass, goes underneath the basket, and driving for the hoop into the lane. Getting fouled is Lainey LeBand. That Napa foul is going to go on Toni Dotson. Dotson picking up her first foul. It is a shooting foul for Lainey LeBan, and their first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Hit the back of the rim, the flange part, and then Karam off to the left. Well, we're 5 minute mark here in the first quarter, and the first timeout is taken. So we'll just kind of take a quick break. It's going to be a short timeout.
30-second timeout.
So yeah. We'll keep it right here.
So for the Crushers early on, they've been struggling to even maintain possession in the forecourt. The Crushers have already turned the ball over five times and have only been able to take one shot in the first 3 minutes of the game. The Indians have only committed two turnovers, so they have an edge of three in the giveaway takeaway, and the Indians have three rebounds to just one for Vintage, and for that reason the Indians have been able to get off eight shots, and they've made two of them. So for Vintage, a key is definitely going to be better ball handling and being able to get their offense going.
LeBan bounces the ball, eyes the basket, puts the ball up high on her shoulder, sends it up, and it rolls off no good. And a whistle underneath, as they said it was a two-shot. Oh, there was a lane violation.
So that miss didn't count to get another crack at it.
Yeah, LeBan, who had missed her first, missed the second, but that goes as no attempt. This attempt is up, and it is good.
Wow. That's what you want to do. When the opponent makes a mistake, you want to take advantage of it.
And it's 5-0 now here in the JV action. Napa has the lead. Vintage has the basketball. Vintage with 20 wins. And there is a travel or double dribble in the backcourt against Devin Wickersham, turning the ball over. And Vintage having trouble against this very good Napa defense. Napa with the basketball as Garrard. They tried to get it underneath. They save it from going out of bounds. Wickersham will fire one up. No good. Rebounded by Batista for Vintage. In the backcourt, Perla Batista brings it forecourt over to Solario. Pass over to the left side. They nearly get a shot away. Now they try a three-pointer. No good by Tony Dotson. Rebounded by Vintage. Back up. No, but a foul. Yes. That'll put Victoria Solario at the free throw line. The Napa foul will be charged on Wickersham, and that's her second personal foul. So both of the team fouls against Napa have been against Wickersham. First free throw is good. Napa's on the board. Victoria is just a freshman. Solario.
For the good news for Vintage is, even though they struggled early on, they're only behind 5-1. As they get ready to shoot their second free throw.
4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter as Solario has the ball returned to her, bouncing it several times now, looking at the basket, and her free throw is good. So she goes 2-for-2 at the free throw line. And here come the Napa Indians now, leading it 5-2, quickly getting the ball in the forecourt. They have brought Kammerer into the lineup, made a few changes. Armstrong Brown stays out there. Vintage makes the steals. He tried to get the ball inside to Newman, and they could not. And there's a steal coming down the right side. Crusher tried a fast break, but it's broken up by Armstrong Brown. She's driving in. It's 2-on-2, and the ball is stolen away by Vintage. Vintage loses the ball at midcourt, scramble for it, and two players go down on the court, and they're still scrambling. And for some reason, they were able to get the ball out without a call, and it comes over the left side. There's a turnaround, quick jump shot up, no good by Kerr. Rebound underneath, and it's going to be a foul. And this foul goes on Hannah Newman. That's her first personal foul. That'll put Victoria Solario back at the free throw line. They said she was in the act of shooting. That means she'll get a couple free throws.
That was a remarkable sequence, Ira. I would have expected a held ball, joint possession call there, but they kept just fighting for it.
That loose ball there at midcourt, yeah. It squirted away from one, then another, then a couple players went down, then the ball just went back and forth, and then finally Vintage brought it down, got a shot off, and had a Napa foul committed. I'm not sure what Eric Thompson, the Napa coach, is doing, but he's heading toward the south end of the court, and the officials have stopped play. David Ilsley, the coach for Vintage, is standing up assessing the situation. Now Eric Thompson's going over to the concession stand. He's asking the people at the concession stand about something. In the meantime, the Vintage girls are coming back around their coach, David Ilsley, and the Napa coach, Eric Thompson, is still down at the south end of the gym. This is rather...
Yeah, and I wouldn't even dare to speculate what he... I thought maybe he was going down there for a cool drink or something, but...
Okay, well, he's coming back now on that. Anyway, he's heading to the north end now, and he is... going through the men's locker room door down there on the north end of the gym. So in the meantime, the Napa players, now they've come off the court, and they're huddled around their assistant coaches on this. Now here comes Eric Thompson back out of the men's locker room area.
It looks like there may be a problem on the court, maybe a wet spot.
There's Darcy coming out, Darcy Lewis-Ward. She's got some spray. Apparently, when the players went down on the court, someone got hurt enough that there was some blood, and so that is the reason. So there was some blood on the court, and that's what Eric Thompson was looking for, something to not only wipe up the blood, but some solvent or something they have to use on there to wash it off,
or
too.
Or a disinfectant or something.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's Darcy Ward that is the one that has... come out and is saving the day. Way to go, Darcy.
And Darcy's sister, Michelle Lewis, an assistant, is just walking in, and she's giving Darcy a big hand for getting down there and cleaning up
and
that spot.
And Darcy goes with a big smile over to get seated beside her father, former head basketball coach for Napa High Boys for 28 years, Denny Lewis. He's about 50 pounds or so less than he
was. Yeah, he's a disappearing man. He looks great.
Yeah, but he's very comfortable. He's in shorts tonight, Bermuda shorts over there.
Yep.
At what weather we're having. And there was back the free throw line. Victoria Solario made the free throw, but just before she took the shot, there was a whistle. Apparently she was at the wrong line. There are so many lines on the court these days, and she was not at the correct free throw line. The other day at the college game, they have a lot of lines out there, too, and one of the guys was asking the official, which is the three-point line? Is this orange one? Is that our three-point line? And the official said, no, that's for the NBA.
Oh, well, if you make it from there, it would count.
He was just kidding him.
Oh.
Free throw is good. I'll tell you. Victoria Solario, it has a nice-looking free throw stroke there. She is very fluid in her free throw motion, and the next free throw is good also. While she is credited with 4 for 4, she actually made 5 for 5, but that one was inside the 15-foot mark. So it makes it a one-point game now, 5 to 4. Napa trying to add to that lead. Then he just scored 4 straight points. 3.5 minutes to go. We're in the first quarter of the JV game. Armstrong Brown drives to the right. Now the pass comes back over quickly to the left side. Gerard drives in, go up, missed the shot. Rebound loose, put up, and no good. Rebound up, and good, and a foul as Maisie Armstrong Brown gets the second field goal and was fouled by Olivia Kerr. So a chance for an and one. This was right after Napa had scored 4 straight points. Vintage has added, let's see, a couple players. Gabby Richardson has come into the lineup. Now the officials are asking for timeout. They're coming over to say something to Eric Thompson.
And it looks like the player might possibly have something on her shorts. I don't know if it's blood or something that's on her shorts, and so.
Well, that's gonna. We still have 3 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the quarter, and there goes Darcy Lewis back into action again.
When you interview her, if you get a chance to interview her before the varsity game.
I'm not going to have a chance because we're broadcasting this game, and then we wrap it up, and then we start the varsity game.
That's too bad. It'd be great to be able to ask her about all her multi-purpose activities here.
She's going to be tired before her game gets underway. Now, she has disappeared into the visitors' locker room down at the south end of the gym, and we've stopped play again. And the players right now are still standing around on the court. So Napa get their second field goal from Maisie Armstrong-Brown. Boy, she's quite the athlete, too. And I'm very impressed with Solario. She's made all four of Vintage's points on 4-for-4 free throws. Now here is Eric Thompson, the Napa coach, coming out, and he is pointing something out to the referees, one of the referees. The other referee is over there talking to Victoria Solario. I'm not sure what their conversation would be about, but the relevancy is probably regarding the holdups that we have had in the time situation. And now the players go back to their respective benches once again. And we're looking for Darcy to come running out and save the day again.
Well, and I don't know. I mean, if it's a uniform problem, she would have to come out with a clean uniform for the player to change into. I don't know if that's the problem.
Or maybe another kind of solvent. She had that one type of solvent that it's brought out and used on the floor, but apparently that's a different thing than you use on a uniform.
Then you use on a uniform, right.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll try to figure this out, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. So we'll continue here from Messner Gym in a moment with Napa High leading Vintage in the JV girls basketball, 7-4. Darcy Ward saves the game again, and we resume action. And new shorts there for Armstrong Brown. She goes to the free throw line and makes the free throw for a three-point play. If you remember way back, she had been fouled on the shot, and they had to go find an extra pair of basketball shorts for her. Here comes Vintage. There's a pull-up, jump shot up. No good by Kerr. A scramble for the rebound taken by Tony Dotson. Pulls the ball high overhead. Starts in on the angle. Got some daylight. Drives in, goes up, and she scores. Tony Dotson saw a little opening and took advantage of it. And it's an 8-6 game now. Napa with a two-point lead. Vintage in a 2-1-2 type zone defense as Napa brings the ball forecourt. Goes over to the left side to Emma Lopez. To back out to the top of the key now, working it over to Kammerer. Now to Armstrong Brown. She's quarter court, driving to the corner. A bounce pass goes underneath. Turnaround shot is good by Emma Lopez. They worked it in nicely. Lopez on a low post. It's 10-6. Oh, a bad pass thrown by Olivia Kerr.
It was deflected, though, by a Napa player, so it'll still be Crusher ball.
So Crushers will have it to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Looking to inbound is Savage. Comes in to Dotson. Underneath the basket, and going for the shot is Victoria Solario, and guess what? She was fouled while shooting two more free throws.
I think she's going to try and win this game by making 40 or 50 free throws, Ira.
Well, Kammerer was called for the foul, and back there is Solario, and her free throw. It's no good this time. Well, basically, she had made four in a row officially, but unofficially five. Yeah.
And Ira, I believe my microphone is not working too well.
No, I just need a little more volume. That free throw is good. So she has 5 points. And we have Napa bringing the ball into the forecourt. Taking it into the right-hand corner to Lopez. Brings it back out. 10-7 is the score. Napa has a three-point lead. We're still in the first quarter of this game. There is a long three-point attempt up. No good by Gerard. And his ball is stolen away by Napa. Getting in there was Callie Olmstead. And is taken away from her by Ellie Savage. And she falls down. And Vintage gets the ball back. And then a foul is called. Oh, my goodness. That was Callie Olmstead will be charged with the foul. So that was the fifth team foul against Napa, not a shooting foul yet. So it is 10-7 score. Napa leads by 3 points. Benny's with the basketball, gets to midcourt. Brings the ball down the left side. The ball was nearly punched away, but Dotson retrieved. Drives in sharp, parks the block. Rebound is up and good. Good follow-up there by the Crusher, Gabby Richardson. Makes it a one-point game with 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Vintage does a good job of transition, getting back on defense. And here comes Napa on the attack now. Out the top of the key is there. And the ball is stolen by Vintage. A chance for the lead. Driving down is Dotson. Loses the ball, but it was touched by Napa's Gerard. Gerard as it goes out of play. And it will be a change in the lineup for Vintage, as Tony Dotson and Ellie Savage go to the sideline with Garcia Dominguez coming in for one. The ball is deflected by Napa on the inbounds attempt. Also, Brianna Banks is in there for Vintage. And the look to inbound. It goes way out on the right side to Kerr. Kerr holds the ball high overhead, and her pass was intercepted. Napa driving in, and the shot is blocked as it was attempted by Rosie Scaduto and rebounded by the Crushers, and they throw the ball away, attempting a fast break.
Wow, that's 9 on the turnover meter for the Crushers. Not good for the first quarter.
And we're still in that first quarter.
Right.
A marathon quarter. It's a one-point Napa lead. Napa has the basketball. They bring, and there is a collision in the free throw line area, but they get the ball back, and driving for the shot is Lainey LeBan. She was fouled, missed the shot, and we'll go to the free throw line. Brianna Banks is going to be charged with the personal foul. So that puts Lainey LeBan the free throw line. She's 1 for 2 here in the first quarter. She's 2 for 3. She's got a nice stroke, too. Hey, I've been impressed so far with the free throw shooting by these girls.
Yeah, the two teams have combined to make 8 out of 10.
80%, that's pretty good at any level. Next free throw is up. No good. That's off to the right.
We jinxed her.
And the rebound is taken by Vintage. They got 10 seconds to go. Down by 2. They can tie it up. Coming down, going up, shooting and scoring for the Crusher was Gabby Richardson to tie up the game at 11. Time running out. That's it. That's the end of the first quarter. Finally, the first quarter ends. And we'll be back with the second quarter. The score is Napa girls 11, the Vintage girls 11. You're listening to KVON 1440, Napa, California, the voice of the North Bay wine country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Dino Valesio, this is Ira C. Smith, and what a strange first quarter we just witnessed.
Well, I came here for a basketball game, and a marathon broke out. Anyway, Napa, 3 of 11 floor, 0 for 2 from 3, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Sorry, that's Vintage. Napa, 4 of 16 floor, 0 for 1 from 3, 3 of 4 from the free throw line.
Well, those 8 minutes took a half hour to play.
They did.
Let's start the second quarter now and see what happens. Napa has the basketball, driving right side. Forcing a shot up was Callie Olmstead, and she was fouled. So that foul is going to be charged to Perla Batista, and that will send Callie Olmstead to the free throw line. We're just underway in the second quarter in this little big game, and the free throw is on the way. It is no good. Callie Olmstead up there. Well, since we said they had 80%, they're 0 for 2.
Yeah.
Since then, so.
When will we learn, Ira?
Yeah, back to the free throw line. Free throw is good.
That's better.
So that puts Napa back into the lead by a single point. Vintage trying to regain the lead, get the lead, as they're into the forecourt with the basketball quickly. Savage is back in the lineup for Vintage. And the ball is intercepted on a pass from Garcia Dominguez. And here come the Napa Indians down the lane. Shot up. No good by Rosie Scaduto, rebounded by Benny, stolen away by Napa, coming in, now slowing up play, setting up a deliberate pattern, and the ball is stolen at midcourt by Batista, and Vinnie gets the ball back with a chance to take the lead. Batted out of bounds this time by Girard.
Terrific job by both teams in challenging the pass. They are not, both teams are insisted on trying to not let a single pass be completed.
Hannah Newman is back in the Napa High lineup. Pressures with the ball, down by one. A shot from the right side is up, no good by Banks. Rebounded by Napa High, out to Girard. Girard brings it forward court, starts to drive, goes up to the left side, forces one up, no good. Rebound to Vintage's Olivia Kerr. Quickly gets into the forward court. Her pass is intercepted again by Girard. Girard drives down, goes up, missed the shot. Rebound up, no good. Rebound, a jump ball, or I think, it's going to be a travel call. So Vintage gets the ball back with another opportunity to take the lead. I don't think Vintage has had the lead yet in the game, but they have had a tie at 11-all.
Right, there's been one tie, no lead changes. Napa scored first, and
they had that 5-0 lead, and
right.
Vintage scored 4 unanswered points, and Napa came back with a little string. Vintage looks at a full court press, a 1-2-2 type press, and Kreischers, they looked like they were losing the ball as Garcia Dominguez. Nazarly was met, and the ball tipped away from her at midcourt. So it will be Crusher's ball at midcourt here in this JV game. Inbounded by Ellie Savage. Pass, they try to get it into the pivot area. It's deflected off of the Crusher's, out of bounds to Napa High. So our score remains 12-11. Napa with the ball and the lead. Back into the ball game is Wickersham. She's playing out there with 2 personal fouls. Passes over to the right side, now to Lopez. Back out it comes, over to Armstrong Brown. Backs up, takes it between circles. Coming up on the 6-minute mark here in the second quarter. Comes over to the right side now to Lopez. Guarded very tightly there by Batista. Punched the ball away. Retrieved by Armstrong Brown. Fires a long one. No good. And that was the 30-second shot clock buzzer that you may have heard. So a shot clock violation against Napa. Vinny's another chance to take the lead. You get the pass to Ellie Savage. The freshman still in the backcourt. Gets the pass. Now they don't work with 10 seconds. They have as much time as they want to get into the forecourt, but once in, they cannot take the ball back to the backcourt. There's a 3-point attempt up. Rims no good by Dotson. Rebounded by Napa High by LeBan. And it passes intercepted by Dotson. Dotson comes right back with the ball. Over on the right side. The pass goes to Savage. Fires it up. No good. Rebound Napa High. Quickly, Vintage gets back. Boy, they are really hustling on defense, both teams. Wickersham starts to drive in. Over to Armstrong Brown. Fires a long three. No good. Rebound by Tony Dotson. She is bothered in the backcourt, but still gets the pass over to Garcia Dominguez as she crosses the 10-second line. She was fouled. I think that's going to be on Newman. But there's going to be a full timeout taken with exactly 5 minutes to go. And that on Hannah Newman was her second foul. And we're in the second quarter with the score, Napa High 12 and Vintage of Napa 11. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of action here without a lot of scoring.
Well, you know, they say if you come out to the ballpark every day, you'll see something you never saw before. We're in a gymnasium, but we're seeing some things we've never seen before. It's been very entertaining. It's a tight game. The girls are playing their hearts out.
Well, we see across the way Dewey Green. I think he's going to be on the program tomorrow on the Sports Find, or... Well, we'll check on that later as we're ready to play resume. I think you're right. I think they did not call that foul on Newman as play resumes and Vintage takes the ball out of bounds. Of course, that would have only been the 15 foul anyway. There's a pull-up jump shot. No good by Vintage. Rebound underneath. Scramble for the ball. Napa comes out with it as Emma Lopez won the battle there. And a lead pass comes down to the left side of the get it over there to Sowersby, who just came into the ball game. Samantha Sowersby. Napa with the ball. Now to Armstrong Brown. Brings it right side this time to Wickersham. Tries to put a shot up and was fouled before the shot.
And, you know, Ira, I may have been wrong. It appears that the scoreboard does reflect that having been a foul on Newman.
I'm pretty sure it was, but it was a common foul and not a shooting foul.
It was weird. I never saw the referee signal it, but then again, I'm not very observant sometimes.
Lopez comes out of the lineup. Rosie Scaduto is back in for Napa. 4:22 to go here in the second quarter. 12-11 yet. As Vintage has not had the lead, but they've had several opportunities. And Napa is going to get a couple free throws here from Devin Wickersham. Back at the stripe, she's bouncing the ball several times. Now ready, and her free throw is good on the front end of a 1-1. So Devin will get the bonus shot. Her team ahead by two now as she takes aim and fires. And this one is no good. Rebound is saved from going out of bounds by Vintage. Quickly they bring the ball toward the front court. And it went off the gym shoe of Ellie Savage. She was looking up to see if she had somebody down court and dribbled off of her shoe out of bounds.
And that's 14 on the turnover meter for the Vintage Crushers. And wow, we still got a lot of action left to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, you want to try to hold that down below 20.
And it might not happen.
And that's for the game, not for
First half, right.
But anyway, a lot of hustle. And when these two teams played back on January 25th, Napa won the game 32-23. Right now, Napa has a 13-11 lead, and Vintage has never had the lead yet in this game. And the officials were called over to the scorer's bench. They're discussing something else now. So that has interrupted play here in the second quarter.
And I'm not sure quite what the issue is. It may have to do with the shot clock, which was at 21 and now has been reset to 30. But that's normal with the change of possession. So I don't know if there's something else going on.
Well, it seems like there's always something else going on here.
Now, also, on the scoreboard, it's showing Napa with 12 points, and they have 13 by my count. They've made two free throws in this second quarter.
You were right.
And they had 11 at the beginning of the quarter.
Now it's 12-11.
No, it should be 13-11, though.
Oh, you're right.
It was 11-11, and Napa's made two free throws.
Yeah.
This is not higher math, so I don't know if one of them was disallowed for some reason.
Well, let's see. Well, they're talking about the clock now. Well, you're right on that. Because they split free throws both times.
Right.
Armstead made one out of two. Was that one free throw negated?
Yes.
Okay. The second. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So Wickersham is not credited. Okay, thank you. So take the free throw away from Wickersham.
Okay.
They were not in the 1-1 on that one. So that removes the point from Napa's total, takes them back to 12. So we got that straightened out. So that was, and there was a bad pass.
Oh, my gosh.
Right from Armstrong Brown to Dino Alessio. Yeah.
This is one of the strangest basketball games I've ever seen.
Yeah,
with the stoppages and points coming off the scoreboard.
And the ball coming to you.
The ball rolling to me.
And it was a pass straight to you.
Was open. I should have grabbed it and shot it.
So Vintage gets the ball on the turnover in the backcourt is Savage. And they're having a little pressure, quite a bit of pressure now put on by Napa. Vintage gets the ball in the front court. Dotson in the left corner. Pass over. There's a quick turnaround shot. No good by Banks. Rebound fought for. And Napa comes out with the ball. And there's a double dribble. So a double dribble in the backcourt. And that's
12 turnovers for the Indians.
Rosie Scaduto called for the violation.
26 turnovers so far in this first half.
That's total.
Between the two teams. Right?
Yeah. Then he's with the ball, driving in, passing over to the left side to Dotson. She tried to put Vintage ahead, missed the shot, has the rebound, fires a three. She got it! Tony Dotson nails a three, and Vintage goes into its first lead in the ball game with 3.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. 14-12 now. Vintage in the lead. And with the ball between circles is Maisie Armstrong Brown. Passes quarter court on the left side to Wickersham. Drives in, goes up. Now she'll get some regular free throws. These will count, Deathman. The Vintage foul is to Batista, her second, putting Wickersham at the free throw line, where earlier she made one that was disallowed, I guess, because the bonus wasn't in effect on that one. And now that she gets two shots, she misses the first one. Into the lineup for the first time is Bella Poljanic. Poljanic. There's a Poljanic in the Optimus Middle School division in the girls, who is an outstanding basketball player. Next free throw is good. So Wickersham splits free throws again, but missed the first and made the second. And here come the Crushers now, leading it by 1 point. And Napa intercepts, and then a foul is called. Reaching in or reaching around, it'll be the 1-1. So the Crusher foul is on Victoria Solario. You know, one thing I've noticed about the officials, they're fair, nothing, not complaining or anything. I'm just saying that they're calling them a lot different than the officials did last night in the boys' game. I don't know if you've noticed that, Dino, but the officials last night just kind of let the guys play the game and had infrequent interruptions with the calls.
And if we continue to have a lot of foul calls, the varsity game isn't going to get going till about 9:30.
Newman missed the front end of a 1-1, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Vintage gets the ball. Well, we're just inside of 3 minutes to go till halftime. Vintage holding a one-point lead as they inbound the ball to Garcia Dominguez. Comes now over to the left side to Kerr. Kerr brings it forecourt. Takes it in the corner to Dotson. Fires a three. No good. Rebound under there. Taken out by Samantha Sowersby. Gets the pass over to the right side. Almstead drives in. Goes up. Fouled and missed. So she'll go to the free throw line for two shots. The Vintage foul will go on Dotson. So, you know, some of these fouls, if we had the officials from last night, would not have been called, but I mean, not saying that they're not fouls. There may have been some contact.
Yeah.
But
I think as long as the officials are consistent between the two teams,
and they are. So Armstead at the free throw line missed the first.
Ever since we commented on the terrific free throw shooting for the two teams,
we got to learn from this. Back to the line, back to the free throw, and missing again. The ball is out of bounds to Vintage. So in this quarter, Napa's made two free throws. But they have missed
six.
Six. No, they make it, I think, maybe. Right, because two of those didn't count.
Right.
Yeah. All right, play resumes now. We have Vintage leading by 1 point. Savage with the ball. Gets it in the front court to Banks. She starts to drive the lane, but double dribbled. As the turnovers continue to mount.
Yeah. The intensity level is great, though. The
girls
on both teams are playing really
are.
Hard.
They are. That's interesting. But the way they get back on defense, I mean, these girls really put a lot of effort into the defensive part of the game. Driving baseline right and driving, bouncing the ball on the baseline was Napa's Hannah Newman. So Vintage gets the ball in their backcourt against a 1-2-2 full court zone defense. Inbound pass to Kerr. Over now to Savage. Back to Kerr in the forecourt. Ball is intercepted on the pass by Newman. Newman brings it forecourt. Over the left side to Armstrong Brown. There's a shot up. It was an air ball, and the rebound is to Vintage. Vintage leads it by one, and they have the ball in the forecourt. Garcia Dominguez is double teamed and run into and knocked to the court. The defender just couldn't stop and kept coming, and just as the player with the ball did stop, the defender kept coming, and Armstead ran into her. So it should be the bonus situation now for Nazarly Garcia Dominguez. She's one of nine sophomores on the Crusher JV roster. Her free throw is good. She'll get the bonus. So Napa will get the ball right after this, but they're down by 2 points now. We're inside of 2 minutes to go. And there is a whistle. And she may, I don't know, she still had the basketball in the official. There was a lane violation there, so no shot on that second attempt. She did not get it. Must have stepped.
Wow. Up.
Anyway, Benny's going to make a change here with Anna Casey getting ready to report in. Vintage has the steal. They come down, and there's going to be a foul called, it looks like. 1-1 is still in effect for both teams.
You know, the girls are trying so hard to contest every pass and every possession that it's just, it's natural, I guess, that we're getting a lot more foul calls. Because, I mean, even in the boys' games last night, I don't remember the teams necessarily playing quite so tight defensively.
Well, there are 8 team fouls against Napa and 9 team fouls against Vintage. And the free throw is up. It is no good. Rebounded by Napa. So Garcia Dominguez missed the front end of a 1-1. Napa quickly down court. They get double team. They get the ball underneath on the low post left side. Out for a 3-point attempt. Good! Gerard, it's a long three for Napa High. And Napa regains the lead at 16-15. Vintage with the ball, trying to get the lead back. Going under. And another foul.
And Ira, Napa had missed 13 consecutive shots before that three-pointer was made.
The Napa foul is going to go on Newman, and I have her for 3 personals. We'll see if that is concurred by the official score. No, they show it as just 2, but I have her at 3. There is the free throw up, rolling. Good! So, that was so fun to see Brianna Banks. As she made the free throw, she applauded. There at the free throw line, she got so excited. And it's 16-all. And that was, by the way, the third foul on Hannah Newman. So we're tied at 16. The next free throw is rolling. No good. Rebound battle for Newman. Gets it. Puts it back up. It's an air ball. But Vintage, again, gets the ball. But an interception there by Armstrong Brown. And then she loses it out of bounds. Well, we're in the final minute of the first half now. Vintage gets the ball in the backcourt. They have a tie with Napa as they get Savage into the forecourt, throwing the ball way over cross court and out of bounds.
Ira, the way my stat sheet is formatted, I have enough room for 27 turnovers for each team. I think I'm going to have to go to an auxiliary score sheet.
Play resumes now. Armstrong Brown in the forecourt for Napa High. As Vintage stays in a zone defense. Sort of a 1-3-1 the way that they're aligned now. And they're going to shoot over the zone. A long one by Gerard. No good. Rebound off of Vintage. Todd Cooper, seated right beside Dino Alessio, trying to get the ref's attention on something. They're going to take a timeout. And I didn't see if that was a full. It's just a short timeout. So we'll keep it here and take a look at, as you mentioned, that the turnovers are the factor. The team that can control the ball, the better chance to win.
Yeah, the Crusher JV girls have turned the ball over 19 times in this first half, and the Napa girls have turned the ball over 15 times. The rebounding is very even, with the Napa JV girls having 15 rebounds and the Vintage JV girls having 16. And on the free throw shooting, that we did have that stretch of a lot of missed free throws, but those are all on the Napa side. Vintage has actually only missed 2 out of 10, but Napa's missed quite a few on their side.
Well, there's an inbound pass, and there was a violation. I was blocked by Coach Todd Cooper, so I did not see the cause for the violation against Napa High, but it turned the ball over to Vintage. Savage in the backcourt, just a little pressure from Gerard. And they double-team the ball and tie it up. And the alternate possession arrow will favor Napa. Only 8 seconds to go, though, in the half. 8.7 seconds. And Napa gets the ball near midcourt. We'll see how they play it. Gerard has it. She gets it back over to Armstrong Brown. 4 seconds to go in the half. 2 seconds, 1 second. She fires a long one that is just a bit off target to the right. And we were tied at the end of the first quarter. We are tied at halftime, each team, with 5 second-quarter points. And here at the Messner Gymnasium, it is halftime. And the score in this JV, the little big game matchup, the Vintage Crushers of Napa 16, the Napa High Indians 16.